Bonjour à tous. Hello, listeners of A-Seat English. Welcome back. This is Mei Li.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的老外来了。This is 翩翩。哎，美丽啊，网易云上有粉丝留言，想要了解你们西方人的这个交友文化。其实呢，我也想总结一下哈，就是 how to make international friends.
So, are you wanting to make some international friends?
Why not?
Okay, so maybe you're planning to go to another country, or maybe you are already there and you hope to make some international friends.
Yes, 无论是哪一种呢，很多人都会觉得交外国朋友 making international friends is quite overwhelming, 压力山大，甚至有人还会觉得 scary.
Yeah, I know. It can be quite overwhelming and scary sometimes.
哎，美丽，你是典型的世界公民，你看你换了一个又一个的国家，应该很有体会吧。
Yes, that's true. I have moved to a country where I do not know anyone before. And I know that when you do not know anyone, it can be quite overwhelming.
Yeah, 其实不管是社恐还是社牛 making friends, 尤其呢还是 making international friends, 心理上的压力其实都是共同的。只不过呢每一个人做出的选择不一样而已。
Yes, it is, quite overwhelming, like we've said, and we just need to adapt ourselves.
Exactly. 但是还是有一些小技巧可以帮助到大家的哈 A few tips.
Yes, of course. So today, let's talk about a few tips on how you can make international friends.
那首先第一个小技巧
Okay, the first one is very important. You need to be able to get out of your comfort zone.
Get out of your comfort zone.走出舒适区，这个真的是太重要了。可能有人不明白哈，这里的这个 comfort zone, 舒适区指的是什么呢？
So this means that you need to do things that you're not used to doing.
就好像这个管仲对齐桓公说过哈，这个戎狄豺狼，诸下亲昵，就是我们一般都是这种感觉，对于我们的这个同胞。说同一语言的老铁们，感情文化语言都是相通的，所以呢，我们交起朋友来比较容易。这个呢，其实就是我们的一个 comfort zone.
Yes, exactly. You explained it very well. So, first of all, I think it is very important to get out of your comfort zone. It can be easy to make friends with people who come from the same country as you. And of course, it's okay to do so because you will connect with people who speak the same language and who already have the same culture more easily.
Yes, you connect easily with people who speak the same language. 同语言、同文化的人呢，当然是更容易链接的，更容易 connect.
Yeah. But you know, it is still very important to get out of your comfort zone and to speak to other people who are different from you too.
Exactly. 这其实是一个决定哈。You need to decide to do so. 哎，梅丽，你是怎么踏出舒适区交朋友的呢？有没有经历给我们分享一下？
Yes, of course. When I was in Barcelona last year, I left with some friends. So there was three of us and they wanted to get the same flat. They wanted us to live together. And I told them, no.No, I don't want to do that. I prefer to live, like,
alone.
To find something, yeah, by myself. So I actually was not living alone. I was living with a Spanish lady, but I was not living with my friends, you know? So I was really able to get out of my comfort zone and to be with people from different cultures and that I didn't know.
Yeah. 聊的这个呢，接下来就是不可避免的，就是要聊的这个 making international friends 很重要的一个东西。也就是我们的技巧 number two 就是 language 语言
Yes, you need to be able to communicate. So something that is good to do is to learn a little bit of the language.
语言观
So before going to a different country, I highly suggest learning some basics of the language. For example, if you're coming to France, then you should learn some basics.Phrases like hello, bonjour, thank you, merci, and please, s'il vous plaît.
对 so cute. 本地人这个 local people 可能会觉得，尽管你说的是一些 basics of the language, 基本的一些很最最基本的一些语言哈，但是呢 local people 会觉得最起码你是在努力 you are making an effort.
Yes, locals really appreciate you making an effort, even if it is not perfect.
对，好感度会倍增。Locals appreciate you making an effort.
Yes, exactly. You know, when I was in Spain, I was not speaking good Spanish. But、mm-hmm. even if it was bad, they really liked that I was speaking and trying to speak the language and learn the language. So, no worries.
Yeah, no worries. 其实呢，还有一个办法，就是大家可以都说英语。
Yes, also, English is the most widely spoken language. So, you don't have to worry too much. There's always someone that will speak some、
yeah.
English.
哎，梅丽，你还记得你去法国之前的那个 summer 吗？我们在一席一起吃火锅。
Yes, I remember, yes.
当时你看有澳大利亚人 Vip, 还有美国人 Sila, 还有斯洛伐克人 Peter, 还有你法国人梅丽。还有我们几个中国人。
Yeah, I remember. Oh, I really miss those moments together.
Yeah, 因为大家都在讲英文哈，沟通的还特别好，
yeah.
非常有趣美好的一个下午。
Yeah, no, no, for sure. It was such a good time. And because we all speak English, we were able to communicate.
Exactly. 哎，其实想交这个 international friends, 语言虽然重要，但有时呢也没有那么重要。
Yes, of course, I think it is important. But if you do not speak the language, you can always find a way to communicate.
对 you can always find a way to communicate. 哎，我以前有一个瑞典同事，然后他是一个 Swedish guy、mm. 然后呢他跟他的中国对象在一开始呢是用电子词典交流的。
Oh wow. Okay.
还有以前参加广交会的时候啊，我看到很多这个欧美的客商跟中国的这个供应商，他是用电子词典以及手指头交流的，简直太流畅了、mm.
Yes, that's true. Actually, you know, I was in a meeting、uh-huh. yesterday and some Chinese people could not understand French.、Yeah. So they had the Google Translate that was translating everything in Chinese to them. So really, there's always a way to translate. There's no problem for that.
对，所以我现在想来呢，我交到的最铁的这种美国的好朋友呢，其实都是我英语最不好的时候交的。
That's so amazing. I mean, it's a great way to learn the language, for sure.
对，但是你看，其实为什么那个时候就是愿意去交朋友呢？就是因为好奇，对吧？关键还是 be curious.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so that will be the next tip. You should definitely be curious, ask questions.
对，那这个呢，也是去 makinginternational friends, 我们要给大家的第三个 tip,、mm. 第三个小技巧就是 be curious. 因为其实人类本身就会喜欢那些喜欢自己的人，对吧？所以就是通过什么来表达对对方的喜欢呢？
So I think a really good way to do this is、mm. to make sure to be curious.
Exactly.
To like ask questions、mm. and learn as much as you can about other cultures by asking questions and also getting to know people who are different from you.
Yes. 做一个好奇宝宝 be curious.、Mm.Ask questions. 其实谁不想聊聊自己呢，对不对？
Exactly. People love to talk about themselves. So they will be happy to share their cultures. And also you will learn a lot by doing this.
Win-win, 双赢。外国人呢will be happy to share their cultures. 同时呢你也能够赢得知识，赢得朋友。
For sure. It's a win-win situation.
哎，美丽，我记得你在巴塞罗那很多朋友都是在 party 上认识的。
Yes, and that is such a great way to meet people. You can go to events. So not necessarily parties, but there's always something happening. You can join and meet people.
这个呢也是交外国朋友的第四个 tip, 非常有用的一个小技巧哈，就是 go to events. 很多人可能觉得奇怪、
yes.
这个 event...不是指的事件吗？
Yeah, I mean, events is like、any activity really that can be happening.
其实呢我们讲的这个活动啊，聚餐呀、啊、聚会啊、party 啊，其实都是 events. 那么这个 go to events、mm-hmm. 就是参加各种活动。
Yes, so...what is really good to do is to go to events where you can meet people and socialize with others.
Yes, it's a great way to socialize.欧美人社交最常用的方法就是 going to events.
Yes, and there are always events organized in order to network and to meet other people. So really do not be afraid to go, even if you do not know anyone.
艾米丽，你今年夏天不是一个人在巴塞罗那工作吗？你通过这种方式交朋友了没有？
Yes, 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 for sure. So when I was living in Barcelona, this summer, I stayed in the city to work. But of course, all of my friends moved back to France or to their own countries.
哎，朋友都回法国了，就是你一个人哈。
Yeah, yeah. So it was a little bit hard in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I was alone and I didn't really know anyone.
Yeah.
So, I am someone that's very social. I need people to have energy.
yeah, sure.
So, I went to as many events as possible. Some I did go to alone. And what was really cool is that I always ended up meeting really, really nice and really interesting people.
End up meeting really cool people. 最后会认识一些非常非常棒的人哈，哪怕是成不了那种 lifelong friends.
Yeah, for sure. Like, even if they do not become lifelong friends, you get to practice speaking a different language and also to just learn about different cultures.
最起码练口语了，同时还能够 learn about different cultures.
Yeah, for sure. So I really recommend to not be afraid to go up to people and introduce yourself, and you can ask where they're from, what they do, etc.
总之呢就是要 open your mind, 敞开心扉开拓思维。
Yeah, exactly, stay open-minded.
这也是交外国朋友我们要给到大家的最后一个小 tip.
Yes, and this is really, really, really important. So be open to new ideas and ways of thinking.
世界之大无奇不有，要对 new ideas 以及 new ways of thinking 保持一个开放的态度。我们可以不用学他们，但是呢，见识一下是无妨的。
Yes, it is very, very likely that people from a different culture as you eat different food, they have different ways to dress, listen to different music, etc. So, it's important to stay open-minded and also curious and to not be afraid, to experience new things that you might not be used to doing.
就好像听我们这档节目的粉丝们哈，绝对都是一些 open-minded people.
Yes, I was thinking about this too. I truly find it beautiful to be able to meet people from all over the world. You know, like traveling, trying new food, also learning new languages. It's so exciting to me.
对，很多人的梦想其实都是 traveling around the world.It's exciting to many people.
For sure. Yeah, I really think that... We can learn so much from people. So, yeah, I really urge you to get out there and be adventurous and do not be scared to talk to people and to ask questions.
Yes, 可以先从给我们留言开始提问题，学习异国文化和语言。
Yes, we're so happy to talk about it and to answer any questions.
Yeah. 哎，美丽，你在西班牙交到好朋友了没有啊？交到那种 lifelong friends 了没有啊？
Yes, actually, when I moved to Spain for 1 year, and during this time, I have met lifelong friends in the most unexpected ways.
Wow, in the most unexpected ways. 大部分都是通过没有想到的方式交到的。比如呢？
So for example, once I was going to a friend's birthday party. And so I went to another friend's house to go meet her up, and I was waiting for her to get ready. And so one of her flatmates, she had also some friends over. And then at one point, there was only me and this guy. And so I asked him, where are you from? And he was like, oh, I'm from New York. And he asked me questions, and he asked me what was my sign. So I told him Taurus, and then he was like, oh, okay. And then we started talking.
你们是从星座开始聊起来的。
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He was like, we're very compatible. And I was like, oh, okay. And he's such a good friend now. We still talk today. And yeah, he's definitely one of my best friends. So it was a very, very cool way to meet someone.
Yeah, it is the most unexpected ways.
Yeah. And it just started with a very random, where are you from? And you know, something he told me is like, we are both very open-minded people. So that's why we also clicked, you know, we became really good friends because we were curious and open-minded.
Yeah. 所以你看我们给大家提到的这些小 tips 是多么的重要。 open-minded、而且呢要保持好奇、
for sure.
stay curious 其实这个不但是一个探索世界的过程更是一个自我探索的过程你会了解自己更多
for sure like I learned so much about myself and other cultures and finally I also learned a new language during this experience
对艾米丽我记得第一次见到你的时候、是在星巴克然后我们两个面试对吧我面试你我记得你当时真的是特别紧张我能看出来
Yes, I remember
但是现在想想呢就是很感谢你当年能够那么勇敢的决定克服这种压力然后来赴约然后才有了我们今天的彼此成就
Yeah, for sure、oh, I'm gonna cry No, but、of course like, I cannot say that it was always easy But now looking back, I'm so thankful、for these opportunities And I'm also so proud of myself
So touching
Yeah.
那今天的节目呢我们就先做到这里。
Yeah, so if you have the opportunity to study abroad or to live in another country or even just to talk to a person that is from another country, don't be scared, just go for it.
Yeah, go for it, 加油哈。那如果碰壁了呢可以回来给我们留言提问然后呢我们再做节目给你答疑。
Yes, that would be super, super cool. And, you know, to finish, I think you never know who you're going to meet.And what you might learn from this person.
Exactly. 好，那 until next time, this is Pian Pian.
And this is Mei Li. Bye bye.
Bye.